Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Yeah, hello Sam, this is Ben from Montgomery Home Care. How are you doing?
Oh, hey Ben, not bad. How are you?
I'm fine. I just missed your call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thanks for giving me a call back. I'm actually, you know, working on the file right now, trying to package everything together to submit it to our underwriters. I had a couple questions for you guys.
Okay,
so first of all, how long have you and Annette been with the business?
Same. We opened it together 2005.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. All right. And then is it a home-based business? Do you run it out of your home?
Yes. We run out of our home. Yeah, what do you call it? It's just her and I in the home, so we have a business in the, what do you call it, you know, basement of the house is where the business is.
Okay, I see. All right. Now, does the business pay any of the monthly mortgage cost?
No, that's our home, so we just...
Yeah.
It's a free rent.
Okay.
It complicates taxes. We just leave it as is. We just, we pay the, it's our home, so we just, it's just house in our home.
Okay, perfect. So I got you guys as a home base. You guys don't have a mortgage payment as a business. For the home, what is the mortgage payment for the month? I just need to know the total. I'm still going to have you guys as a home-based business. It's a bit of a formality.
Okay, it's about $2,230, about less than $2,300, I think.
Okay, perfect. All right, and then lastly, I am going through the loans that we're looking to refinance here, right? And I'm trying to get the balances on each of those. I know when we originally spoke, we kind of had a roundabout number of about 60,000. Is there any chance you know what the actual balances are on those loans right now?
The rough calculation that I have done, the loan itself, what is left on there, I think with let me see, because I thought we're talking about plus the interest.
Yes, yeah. So when you take the loan out, they give you the amount that is your total payback, right? So it's like with interest and everything in there. So I need to know the full balance that you have on all of them.
I don't have an idea, but I think it's north of let's say about, I'm looking at close to about 80,000 or so, I think.
Okay, yeah.
All the interest.
Yeah, that makes sense. I tried to calculate it just with your payments and when the loan started. So as long as you guys have just been making the regular payments on all of them, you haven't paid any extra or anything like that?
No, we just regular payments. They just deducted out of the bank, the bank every
day. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So 80 sounds about right. That's right about what I was kind of guessing for you guys. Now, I see for 2015, you guys did about just under 800,000 for your gross sales. Do you know, are you tracking to do about the same this year, or are you up or down from that?
We're tracking to do about the same this year. We're picking up some more clientele. We're going through a transition. We normally made about 900 odd, but what do you call it, with the Affordable Care Act, things change.
Oh, okay.
So all the time, some clients went somewhere. We're beginning to gather the clients back again. So we should be making at least north of 700, at least 800.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right. And then as far as, I know because we spoke about getting you the reconsolidation, and then you also wanted to get some extra cash. So I kind of wanted to ask a couple questions about that. So I know you mentioned that you guys are looking to open another agency, right? Could you?
We opened it. We get in, what do you call it? A state normally gives you from Department of Health. Takes about 3-4 years to get a license, and we just got the provisional license, so we're getting ready to really get going with that one.
Oh, okay, cool. Now, is that a separate business from Montgomery Home Care Services, or is it under the same business?
No, it's a separate company.
Oh,
that's
separate company.
We call it. Yeah, Montgomery Home Care Systems.
Okay, cool. Cool. All right. And what exactly do you guys do? Can you kind of give me a brief rundown of that?
Okay, we are a home care agency. We take care of the elderly. We work with Medicaid. So most of our clients are from Medicaid through the state. Okay. And it's for the elderly. We take care of the elderly in their homes, in their, let's say, we are private paying clientele. We send our CNAs, GNAs, RN, and all that out to take care of our clients in wherever their residence is. And, yeah, basically, we have a contract with the state to take care of Medicaid patients. And we're trying to see whether we can take care of county clients with the new one that we have just opened.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it means we're going to be expanding our reach. And we are licensed in the whole state of Maryland. So, yeah, so we deal with the state a lot of times. We take care of the state's patients.
Okay, I gotcha. So is the new agency going to be pretty much the same type of deal?
Same kind of deal. We're just going to expand it.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, as far as the additional cash that you're looking for to be kind of put toward that new agency and give you some cash flow, can you give me an idea of what is the minimum amount you could use and then the top amount that you could use for it?
We're thinking about maybe between 10 to 30.
10 to 30, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, that absolutely gives me something to work with here. Now, and I'm sorry, refresh my memory. How soon were we looking to get these funds in place?
As soon as possible. It's getting to the end of the year.
Okay.
So
back. Okay.
Back to get everything done so we can get rolling.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so another question for you guys. I know you're going through some expansion. Do you guys purchase equipment for the business, and are you looking to purchase any equipment?
Basically, we're thinking about, just a few computers, and because the new business has to have its own equipment, computers, printers, all kinds of, a different setup.
Okay,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because we also do equipment financing. That's actually what we originally started as. It's kind of our specialty. We've since branched out at a lot of other programs. But a lot of times, if we, are setting you up on a working capital loan and you're an existing customer, we're able to get you, pretty good rates on your equipment. So if you guys are looking to bring on new equipment and you need to finance it, we can keep it very easy for you and take care of it all together.
Well, that would be wonderful. That would be wonderful because we need to get a few more, equipment for the info systems, the new company. So
sure.
That's part of what it is we're trying to stretch ourselves to do.
Okay. Did you have any idea of when you were going to be adding that equipment on?
We are hoping that in about a month we can start doing that because we have to have the state in to come do some inspections and all that, so we have to have everything in place before they get here.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. So I guess what we'll do is we'll try to go through with this and then circle back when the time comes for the equipment and try to go for that for you too. It's kind of
okay,
nice.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
It's nice when you can just work with one lender.
Yeah. Makes it easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, Ben, I appreciate the call. That gives me all the information that I need to kind of put this together for a preliminary submission. I'm going to be sending this over to my underwriters probably in the next hour or so. So I should be hearing something back probably either late this afternoon or tomorrow morning. And when I do, I will give you a call and we can kind of go from there and see what we're working with.
Oh, okay, and you have my cell phone number because I'm going to be moving around a little bit.
Oh, okay.
So if you want, I can give you my cell phone number. It's 240.
Okay.
406.
All right.
6631.
6631. Okay. Oh, and you know what? I did just realize one thing. Are you able? Would it be too much of a problem if I send you, or if you can just send me the same application that you sent, but with your signature on it as well. So I have both your and Annette's signatures.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. Do you need me to send it to you again, or do you just you can just print out the one that you already have and sign it?
Yeah, I'll just print out that. Do you want Annette's name is? You want me to put my name there and sign it? Is that what you want?
You can actually do it here. Let me see. I believe we have your name at the bottom. You can just sign right next to your name at the bottom where it says that you're the 30% owner.
Okay, so just sign that and send it to. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, perfect. That's it's easy to do, but it's a bit of a formality, and it lets me get some more options for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I'll take a look. I'll be waiting for that. As soon as I get that, I'll send it to underwriting. And then, like I said, usually probably late this afternoon or tomorrow morning, I'll be giving you a call with some more initial feedback.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ben.
Bye.